It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Governor Michelle Lujan, Grisham's choice to run the state's prison system, said Tuesday she will not take the job, citing personal issues. The governor had named Julie Jones last month to lead the post that oversees a long-troubled corrections department. The corrections department has also struggled to recruit and retain officers. Governor Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, says that she was disappointed by the announcement but respects Jones' decision. New Mexico lawmakers are considering a bill this session that would guarantee the state's domestic workers, people who clean houses and provide in-home care for others, are protected by the state's minimum wage standards and other wage protections. Ross Brown with Public News Service reports.
In the U.S., domestic workers, the housekeepers, nannies, and home health aides working in private homes, are often paid far less than minimum wage without repercussions. Stephanie Welch with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty says passage of Senate Bill 85 would correct state law adopted in the 1930s that doesn't require employers to pay domestic workers minimum wage or overtime, keep records about their employment, or pay them in full or on time.
Work traditionally done by people of color and by women has been historically excluded from wage laws, and that problem has been fixed largely at the federal level. But here in New Mexico, we still have this discriminatory exclusion.
The bill passed in the Senate along party lines, with those objecting saying they're reluctant to impose new regulations on employers. I'm Roz Brown.
Moving on, there's a national movement underway that may surprise you. Some in law enforcement are trying to justify efforts to ignore the law. We now get some thoughts on that from commentator Peter Goodman.
We've read a lot lately about the Constitutional Sheriffs Association, which holds that county sheriffs outrank federal law enforcement. Joe Arpaio and Clive Bundy are big supporters. It grew from the old Posse Comitatus, which was anti-Semitic and kind of nutty. These sheriffs say they won't enforce gun laws. State Senate Bill 8 calls for universal background checks. These sheriffs, far right of our conservative U.S. Supreme Court, say that's unconstitutional, so they won't enforce it. They're not lawyers, but the Constitution is a handy excuse. They say gun laws will just inconvenience law-abiding gun owners, while criminals, by definition, will ignore the law. Maybe we should rescind laws against murder, robbery, and child molestation. Criminals will be criminals, so why bother? We bother because laws may have some deterrent effect. And if we forbid known wife beaters to own guns, then we can punish a known wife beater who threatens with a gun, or someone who sells a gun to a known wife beater. Maybe get someone off the streets for a while. But sheriffs must know the facts. In 2016, 93% of U.S. women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew, mostly by spouses or partners, and mostly with guns. The killers are not confirmed criminals planning to knock over a 7-Eleven. Some are guys who live normal lives, except when they get drunk or depressed or really angry, and lose it. Yeah, a repeat armed robber will get a gun. But will all these domestic abuse suspects risk jail to get hold of a gun? And if one of them violates the law by buying a gun or failing to register it, that's a ready-made grounds for cooling off the domestic situation by removing him for a while. Could save a few lives, though you and I might have to spend an extra half hour filling out papers. Yes, some bad people will get guns, despite the laws. But the fact that nothing we can do will completely solve the problem shouldn't mean we do nothing. Sheriffs wouldn't buy that argument regarding cop killings or drunk driving. I don't know the answers. I wish we could work with gun owners to seek solutions that work for everyone. But many spout the NRA line, just say no to gun laws. Some fear registration is a sneaky start on confiscating everyone's guns, which wouldn't work in New Mexico, practically or politically, and which would violate the Second Amendment. I do wonder why they deign to register their cars instead of cowering in fear that we libtards are plotting to confiscate all cars in the name of fighting climate change. Way too many New Mexico sheriffs sign up for this unconstitutional constitutional nonsense. I'm glad our sheriff, Kim Stewart, follows the laws.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.